All right, let's dive in. We've got a whole pile of articles and advice from gardenadvice.co.uk, and I'm ready to get my hands dirty.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, you know, it's January, so it's definitely winter gardening time.
It is. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, winter, just let the garden be.
Right, like nothing to do.
But Garden Advice has a different perspective, that's for sure.
Oh, I'm intrigued. So what do they have to say about that?
Well, they really emphasize the importance of winter gardening for setting the stage for a successful season.
I see. So it's not just about keeping things alive. It's about prepping for spring.
Exactly. It's about getting those plants and the soil ready for a beautiful and bountiful spring.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So what are some of the specific tasks they recommend for, say, this week in January?
Well, they have this really cool detailed calendar.
Oh, nice.
And it outlines tasks for each week.
Okay.
And for this week, they're really focused on protecting plants from the elements.
Makes sense. It's cold out there.
It is. And, you know, getting a head start on sowing seeds indoors.
Oh, indoors. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with protection. They seem to really stress protecting tender plants from frost. Why is that so important?
Well, think of it like this. When plants are exposed to extreme temperatures, it can damage their tissues and weaken their overall health.
Oh, so it's not just about surviving the cold. It's about minimizing stress.
Exactly. You're giving them a cozy blanket to help them weather the storm and come out stronger in the spring.
That makes total sense. So what do they recommend for protecting plants? Like, what are the go-to methods?
Well, they suggest horticultural fleece.
Okay.
Or cloches, even good old blankets.
Oh, I've used blankets before.
Yeah, to tuck in that delicate foliage overnight.
Especially for anything borderline hardy, right?
Especially, or those young, vulnerable plants.
Yeah, those little babies.
And make sure those coverings are secured.
Oh, yeah, don't want them flying off in the wind.
Right. Wind can really whip them off in the night.
Good point. Now, container plants, those are always a bit tricky in winter.
They are, for sure.
What do they suggest for those?
Well, they say insulation is key for containers.
Okay.
So raising them up on pot feet.
Okay.
For better drainage. And then wrapping them snugly in bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap? Seriously?
Yeah. Or burlap.
I never thought of bubble wrap.
It's a surprisingly effective way to create a little microclimate for the roots.
That's brilliant. Now, what about mulching?
Mulching. Absolutely essential.
Yeah, I know it's a big one for winter.
It is. It acts like a warm blanket for the roots, protecting them from deep soil-chilling frosts.
Right. And it helps retain moisture, too, right?
It does. Plus, it suppresses weeds. So, bonus.
So many benefits. Any recommendations on the type of mulch to use?
They suggest organic mulches, like shredded bark.
Okay.
Compost, well-rotted manure.
Ah, got it.
Those break down slowly, adding nutrients as they decompose.
I love it when nature does the work for you.
Me too.
Okay, so we've bundled up our plants. We've got our mulch down. Now, I want to talk about something that I find a little surprising. Sowing seeds indoors.
Oh, yeah. No, it sounds counterintuitive.
Because I always thought that was a springtime activity.
It is, traditionally.
But they're suggesting starting seeds in the middle of winter.
Well, they do say you absolutely can.
Really?
And they have some specific recommendations for seeds to start now.
Like what?
Dahlias.
Go.
Sunflowers.
Sunflowers inside. Wow.
Yeah. Cosmos, pyrethrum, and sweet peas.
So we're talking seed trays, modules.
Exactly. Tucked away in a heated greenhouse or a bright warm windowsill.
Okay, so we're kind of tricking the seeds into thinking it's spring.
We are. But, you know, it's not just warmth.
Right.
They also stress the importance of using a good seed starting compost.
Oh, of course.
It's got to be light, free draining, and sterile.
Yeah, you don't want those fungal issues.
No, especially with seedlings, they're so vulnerable.
Makes sense. Anything else to keep in mind?
Well, light is super important.
Right.
To prevent leggy seedlings, keep them near a light source.
Okay.
And don't forget to water carefully.
The delicate balance.
Exactly. Moist, but not drowned.
Got it. Now, I know a lot of people are itching for some blooms after a long winter.
I hear that.
Is there anything we can do to encourage that? Like early flowering?
Well, if you prepped potted spring bulbs earlier, like iris reticulata or daffodils.
Okay.
Now is the perfect time to bring them out of their cool, dark hiding places.
Ah, so that's what forcing bulbs means.
It is. The trick is to transition them gradually.
So they don't get shocked.
Exactly. From cool to warmer conditions, find a spot with bright, indirect sunlight.
Okay.
Keep the soil moist, and then once the blooms fade, let the foliage die back naturally.
Got it. So it's like recycling beauty, right?
I like that. You can store those bulbs for next year.
Okay, so we've protected our plants, we've started our seeds, and we've got our bulbs ready to bloom. What's next?
Well, they also suggest taking cuttings from certain plants now,
Wow.
Skimmia japonica
Okay.
and hydrangeas.
Is this really a good time to take cuttings?
It's the ideal time for these particular plants,
Okay.
especially if you want to increase your stock for free.
Who doesn't love free plants?
Right, so for Skimmia japonica, you can go for semi-ripe or hardwood cuttings,
Okay.
and hydrangeas prefer hardwood cuttings taken from mature stems.
So, walk me through it. What do we do?
All right, so you want sections about 6 to 8 inches long.
Right.
Remove any soft tips, just leaving a few leaf buds on each cutting.
Okay.
You can dip the base in rooting hormone powder.
If you want.
It gives them a boost, but it's not strictly necessary.
Right.
Then nestle those cuttings into cutting compost,
Okay.
or a mix of peat-free compost and horticultural grit.
Sounds good.
And then a sheltered spot, like a cold frame
Okay.
or an unheated greenhouse, is ideal.
For those cuttings.
Yes, protection from the elements, but still good air circulation.
Right, makes sense.
Water sparingly, be patient.
Patience is key.
It is. It can take weeks, even months, for those roots to emerge.
Speaking of patience, let's talk compost.
Ah, compost. Nature's recycling program.
It is, and winter is a great time to add those fallen leaves to the compost bin.
It is. Remember, a good balance of browns, like those leaves,
Right.
and greens, like kitchen scraps.
Perfect.
And I know you've probably heard you should cover the compost heap in winter.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, it helps keep it warm.
Oh, okay.
Speeds up decomposition during the cold months.
So it's like a cozy winter home for those beneficial organisms.
Exactly. You can use an old carpet or a plastic sheet.
Okay.
But just remember to check for any hibernating wildlife before adding new material or turning it.
Good point. Wouldn't want to disturb anyone.
No.
Okay, so we've covered protecting plants, seed starting, bulb forcing, cuttings, and composting. What else is on the winter gardening to-do list?
Well, they also recommend tackling overwintering pests.
Ah, those pesky pests.
Right, with a winter wash.
Okay, so what is a winter wash exactly?
Usually a dormant oil
Okay.
or an organic-based treatment.
And what does it do?
It helps control aphids, scale insects, mites, even fungal spores.
So it's like a preventative measure.
Exactly, to protect your plants from a spring pest invasion.
I like it. It's like giving them a good